This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two in studio. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about government spending and government waste, and now apparently Donald Trump wants to wind up adopting the cloud for federal government purposes. The article here will jump back into where they're talking about some of the overuse. There are at least 7,000 separate IT investments by the U.S. government, and they want to consolidate some of that and use the cloud, which is basically code for let's not have our own servers. Let's put this on somebody else's computer.
Well, and there's absolutely, for consumers, there's a financial, generally a financial benefit to doing that. So overall, I don't think it's an irresponsible thing to say. I think that's good that they are looking at ways that might reduce costs. Because if you go to somebody else's servers to run stuff, you're not just eliminating the need for a server, which you're going to buy, obviously, at an inflated price from what Daryl was telling us earlier, but you're also possibly eliminating positions. You know, you don't need as many systems engineers. You don't need as many data center techs, so on and so on.
In theory, some of that, now we're contracting this out, and we're going to pay that contractor four times what we were paying the guy that we had hired.
Yeah, we'll find out. So this is kind of an interesting aside, but I was at a Christmas party a week or two ago.
Okay.
Just that time of year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And a lady I was talking to turns out to be, I'm not going to give a specific position, but let's say she's in the top three at Department of Transportation.
All right.
And what she said the message in the federal government is figure out how to decentralize this stuff we're doing. We have to figure out ways to get away from the way it's always been done. And what she said to expect, and this was one example, expect us to be doing much less at Department of Transportation and see a lot more money in block grants going back to the states so that it's managed, that money's managed at the state level, which begged the question from me, well, why don't you just quit taking it from us in the first place and leave it at the state level?
Well, see, we can't do that, and we'll continue the discussion. But first, to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Daryl calling in from Austin, Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You guys were talking about like the $50 for coffee pot stuff. That kind of reminds me of that line in the movie Independence Day, the first one, where right. They asked how did they pay for all this secret stuff, and Judge Hirsch's character goes, "Well, you don't really think they paid $50 for a coffee pot or $500 for a toilet seat, do you?"
That's great. Yeah, you can imagine how much stuff gets buried that way.
Yeah, isn't that basically money laundering?
But it's legal money laundering because the government okayed it, I guess. I don't know.
Right. What Nixon said, it's not illegal when the president does it.
Exactly.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah. And also, talking about the contractors and why they charge more. And, like, when you're doing a government contract, you have to use, in the United States, you have to use, like, all American labor. You have to use a certain percentage of people who are actually from that area you're working in. And some of these people, you know, you have to hire them, and they're about useless. So the other people who are taking up the weight have to get paid more. So they'll do the job and, you know, take up the slack.
Right.
And then you have to use all parts from the United States, like your nails have to be made in the U.S., the wood. And like if you're doing the roof, everything, you know, the roofing, nails, and everything has to be made in the U.S.
I know that's not true for a fact. I know for a fact that the company my ex worked for had a bunch of people that weren't even legal immigrants working for the company.
He may not have mentioned that. Do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, now if they got caught, they're going to get in trouble, because I had a friend of mine, actually the neighbor across the street when I lived in Virginia, he actually had done government contract work, and he kind of explained that to me, that, you know, they have to follow a set of rules and regulations. And one of my mom's friends who lived in Maryland was a contractor who pretty much did roads. He paved the roads pretty much. And he told me that there are sometimes he would turn down a job because the percentage of people he had to hire from that neighborhood was like, these people are useless crackheads. I'm taking this contract.
I remember my ex specifically saying that he actually preferred the guys that he would work with that weren't legal because that they came here.
Right.
He's like, they worked so much harder. Like, if my boss were to hire some, like, you know, the average American, you know, 20-year-old, whatever, would just stand around smoking cigarettes, not really work, and would drag his feet, you know, doing stuff. But these immigrants would come over here, and they'd just be, like, busting out the roofs and stuff like that for, like, a fraction of the price.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, but I'm sure if he would have got caught doing that, he might have lost the contract.
I think they all do it, though. I think it's just what do you call it? Just like a way of life. It's just
right.
I mean, that's the trade,
right? And that's different than some highly secure Homeland Security contract where they want a security complete background check on something like that. So
you need to be able to file an FBI background check and get this clearance and that one,
right?
Yeah. I mean,
contracts, it actually is, you know, a lot of times if it's like they have to go onto a base or somewhere or certain areas, then they actually have to pass a certain type of background check to be able to work.
And bases are
legally
different.
They're not going to pass the background check, and that will also drive up the cost.
Yeah, but there are federal office buildings in, you know, every single big city in the country, and a whole lot more than those, and
my
there's
father,
lots of places that they
my
do
My father
that.
Was in the military, and my uncle, I guess, he went to go bring my uncle lunch one time because my uncle and a bunch of these people he worked with were getting paid to pour the concrete at the base of one of those big windmills that they put up.
Mm-hmm.
So they were pouring the concrete, and my dad's like, oh, yeah, when I stopped by to give him his lunch, there was like 12 guys just standing around doing nothing while like a few of them actually poured the concrete. But they're all getting paid rate work.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well, we've got to have all of these supervisors supervising the supervisors that are supervising the people that are doing the work.
Oh, God.
Because it's in the contract to where you have to have a certain number of supervisors.
Mm-hmm. Or a certain number of employees or whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Daryl, anything else?
Yeah, also she was talking about that job. Also on certain jobs, like you have people there who are waiting to do their part of the job. And I'm telling you, people who are like project managers will tell you this. Like you have people who have to do like say laying the concrete, you know, this part three. Well, the people who have to do the next part after laying the concrete, they have to wait till the concrete gets done. They have to make sure that the concrete's right. It's where it needs to be, you know. And then once that's done and it's dry, you know, it's dried enough, it's hardened enough, that they can start doing their part of the work. And some of those people standing around could be waiting for them to get done so they can do their section of the work.
Right, and then some of the concrete stuff, I know at least with the masonry, you might have one guy whose job that it is to just, like, mix the batch so that it's ready, but he can't start mixing the batch until somebody tells him, hey, go ahead and start mixing the batch, because we know it takes you this long to mix the batch.
We'll just
and we're gonna
8 hours
here.
At, like, $54 an hour to mix the bag.
Yep.
For 30 minutes.
Yep, because, you know, union, my job is to pour it, not to mix it.
Yeah.
And I've got to wait until it's mixed. You started 15 minutes late, so I just get to stand here and wait around for a little bit. Cigarette break.
There's definitely a lot that could be done to overhaul the way that stuff is paid for.
I'll also tell you a story that happened to me. I got hired by a civilian company to do 2 days' worth of IT work, helping them set up some monitors and stuff in an office. And I ended up getting the job done in 1 day, but they still paid me for 2 days as per the contract because they're used to getting people who don't work hard. And me, I'd go in there and just, hey, get it done, get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl, thank you.
Sometimes you have stuff like that, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you've had some experiences with government efficiency. And no, we're not using that in an oxymoronic way. Or actually, yeah, we are. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And maybe you want to help build a better financial system, not just for yourself, but for everybody. Consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it's easy, it can be private, the fees are low, and transactions are fast, or it can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. So in the last hour, I mentioned and we started discussing this report from the White House saying that Donald Trump wants to wind up having the federal government adopt cloud-based services. And you've really got to push that button down.
Sorry, guys.
Heather.
I totally thought I was pushing the button.
wants to use some cloud-based services and update some out-of-date IT infrastructure. The report from the White House, again, outlining a timeline over the next year for IT reforms and a detailed implementation plan. The report said one unnamed cloud-based email provider has agreed to assist in keeping track of government spending on cloud-based email migration. President Trump in April signed an executive order creating a new technology council to overhaul the government's IT systems. The article here continues by saying that federal government agencies, and actually government agencies at every level, often paid dramatically different prices for the same IT item. The White House report says sometimes it's three or four times as much. The article from Reuters continues by pointing out that Amazon, Microsoft, Alphabet's Google, and Intel Corp are making big investments in the cloud computing business. A 2016 report from the Government Accountability Office estimated the U.S. government spends more than $80 billion every year on IT, but said spending had fallen by $7.3 billion since 2010. In 2015, there were at least 7,000 separate IT investments by the U.S. government. The $80 billion per year figure does not include the Defense Department's classified IT systems and 58 independent executive branch agencies, including the CIA. The GAO report said U.S. government IT investments, quote, are becoming increasingly obsolete. Many use outdated software language and hardware parts that are unsupported. The report found that some agencies, and Chris, this is the part that I wanted you to particularly pay attention to, especially because you had said that when you were in the military years ago, they were using stuff that was like 20, 30 years old at that time.
Yep.
Well, they're probably still using that same equipment. Reuters reports that the GAO found some agencies are using systems that have components that are at least 50 years old.
That's getting right in the neighborhood. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, and some of it I almost applaud, because some of the things, and even though this was, you know, high tech at the time, you know, we're talking communications and all sorts of different communications was some very arguably important things. But if something works, why replace
it? And, you know, I'm not mad that they're using stuff that's 50 years old, because that's probably more secure than, you know, if they would upgrade to, like, Windows 95. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Use the ENIAC to calculate missile trajectory.
Right.
It's more secure than putting it on the damn cloud.
Yeah, there's some good points and some good arguments to be made for that, you know. And I don't know. It's I'm always curious as to what's being used now after, you know, seeing what I saw when I was in there. What are they doing now? I don't know.
They're probably somebody that found a way to hack a Pong machine to, like, mine Bitcoin or something.
Right.
Agencies, the article continues, agencies typically buy their own IT systems independently. The White House report says a lack of common standards and lack of coordination drives costly redundancies and inefficiencies. And that's something that, you know, yeah, they could definitely wind up coordinating a little bit more, but that doesn't mean that you need to put everything on the Google Doc system or the AWS or something like that. And I'm wondering if the reason they're wanting to wind up putting some of this stuff on the cloud is to get around some of the spying and whatnot rules that apply to the federal government, where Google can collect any kind of data they want to against you. And if Google's collecting the data and it just so happens to somehow wind up on the NSA's portion of the cloud-based thing, does that violate the wiretapping rules that apply to the NSA? Yeah. Does that apply, you know, does that circumvent the FISA warrant requirement if Google happens to collect it and then just slide it over?
Well, Google has been collecting it and sliding it over for as long as
right, but they've been moving it from one server to another. Now it's all on the same server. It just happened to have shown up.
Well, there's been some questions about that, too, because sometimes your data doesn't reside. Let's say we'll talk about Google. Say your Gmail. Your Gmail right now may not be residing on a U.S. server. It may be residing on a server in Europe because yep. Google dynamically moves things around for efficiency. It may be in Mexico. So do the U.S. courts apply? Does any of this apply? If the NSA is tapping a Mexican server outside the United States?
Trick question. It only applies when they say it applies.
Well, yeah, that's usually how it goes. But these are big questions, especially when you're talking about the cloud. You know, we're talking about any of the big players have data centers almost on every continent. And yes. They will use those dynamically. And if there's some enticement by the federal government, like, oh, would you like the federal government contract? They may be enticed to being less good actors than they would normally.
There's a little bit more to this, but let's first go to Skype where we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Brother Daryl, Brother Chris, Sister Heather, good evening.
Good evening, Ricky.
Sorry there, that was the pizza guy. Now, I'm there, Sister Heather. Well, before I go...
Hold on, what kind of pizza did you order?
It turns out it's Domino's. They're actually having...
No, that's not what I meant. Like, did you get pepperoni? Did you get sausage? You got
Hawaiian.
The little fish on there. Do you put pineapples on your pizza?
No, actually, real quickly, it was one pizza was half pepperoni and half, what the hell was it? Half bacon. The other one was half black olive and half feta cheese, if I may.
Oh, that's great. All right.
Yeah. Feta and ham is actually really good with white sauce instead of marinara. This is Free Talk Live. Ricky, we'll come back to you. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. You can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. We're talking about, IT. And the reason is because Donald Trump wants to have FedGov wind up moving some of the stuff onto the cloud to hopefully, I think the plan here is to wind up reducing some of the redundancies and inefficiencies. Again, White House report says that since the various federal agencies and departments buy their own IT systems independently without coordinating with others, that drives up the cost by creating redundancies and inefficiencies. Something that somewhat IT-related, little old-school, forums. We've got one. You can join it by going to forum.freetalklive.com. It's a branch of the Shire forums that are actually pretty busy for forums. And
a lot going on over there.
Yeah, a lot going on. Doesn't have to necessarily be talk about the show or really anything. Forum.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky is enjoying some pizza. Got feta cheese on one.
We were all
half pepperoni.
I think we all approved of his pizza choices. Was
yeah,
that the universal?
No,
he's got my vote.
Well, except for the black olives.
I like black olives. Yeah,
I'm not a huge fan. I'm a Daryl on that one.
Really? Yeah. No worries. Yeah, you got.
We'll put them on Chris's piece.
Exactly. That's fine.
Pile them all up.
Oh, Daryl, I'm sure you would approve, right, Brother Daryl?
I'm not a fan of the olives, but otherwise, good choice. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Now, here we go. Now, before I talk to Sister Helen, and I'm glad that this come up because I've been thinking about Ricky from the Commonwealth history, actually. Now, a quick little point for you, Brother Chris. I don't talk much about my achievements fighting the good fight, but I had one recently, if I may.
Sure.
Well, it seems now that everybody in Monroe County, Pennsylvania now, if they ride the transit buses, can now carry a firearm, regardless of their policy, because their policy has been blown away.
Hear, hear. That's good news.
Yeah, you know the reason why the policy was there, supposedly?
Who knows?
I ain't going to say who said it over there, but it was somebody up on high said, well, Ricky, if you carry a gun, everybody want to carry one. I said, it's all right, brother. Nonetheless,
right.
There you go. Now, Sister Heather, now you were inquiring about how I became Ricky from the Commonwealth, the deputy of the Commonwealth, and my relationship to the young lady.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, how is your young lady?
Well, tell me quickly what key point you're most interested in.
How is she doing?
How's she doing? She's all right now. She's on the run yet. I'm talking to her. I'm trying to talk to her. And
she's on the run?
Well, you got to understand. You see, actually, when I come...
Do you have a southern accent now?
This got brought up a couple times, and yeah, you got kind of a foghorn, leghorn thing going on.
I take as an insult to that. Now,
it's meant as a compliment. It fits
well,
you.
Well, you know what? It's the power of the spirit. It just come. It come like Ricky from the Commonwealth, and that's for the Gnostic talks in the future, Brother Darrow, you know? Long time since I talked about that. But back to the young lady.
Yeah.
See, I realized that it was never... Now, yes, she has 5 felonies, and she got 1 pending because she's out there in the wilderness. I talk to her from time to time. I'm very busy being Ricky from the Commonwealth, but I want to tell her to do the right thing, and she's coming around. And see, it was never about her. It was about him, a running buddy of hers. He's a cop killer. He's a bad guy. I was set up by a supervisor. I don't like supervisors. See, I was the Jeffersonian.
Don't like supervisors, but you became a deputy to supervise someone.
I almost feel like you're dropping your R's too, Ricky.
Actually,
Jefferson? Jefferson?
The good news is, sister, my Philadelphia accent seemed to be gone also. I didn't even talk about other things that I could never say before. It's beautiful.
Glad it works for you.
Foghorn Leghorn, thank you for the call. You're just rambling absolutely no sense.
Was that really Ricky? That was like a cross between Ricky and Mike.
No, that was most assuredly Ricky from the Commonwealth, who apparently has become Foghorn Leghorn. Well, I say, boy.
Wow. Oh, my.
That is too funny.
So, let's jump back into this article from Reuters about Donald Trump wanting to use the cloud. The White House issued a report in June saying that most of the government's 6,100 data centers... Yeah, that's right. 6,100 data centers can be consolidated and moved to a cloud-based system. Various U.S. government systems have been the target of hacking and data breaches in recent years. In September, the Securities and Exchange Commission, America's chief stock market regulator, said cyber criminals may have used stolen data.
What a shocker.
Everything's going to be digital. In the future. I mean, we're almost there. We're so close to being there.
Yeah, most of it is. There's still some paper floating around.
Like, even if, like, I'm just convinced that even if Bitcoin isn't, like, the be-all of digital currencies and stuff like that, like, governments will start using their own cryptocurrencies.
They will.
Probably.
Without doubt. Like, nobody's going to have, like, paper money anymore. It's all going
to
be...
They're trying to do away with it now.
Like...
Not just here, but in other countries, and that's... That's the last sort of bit of control, you know, where you can take actual physical money and keep it and build it up and hide it from the government.
Right.
But
they
see,
don't
that's
like
the thing
that.
Is, I'm going to disagree with you on that. I don't think cryptocurrencies are, I think cryptocurrencies, if anything, are more visible to the government. Just because when you think of artificial intelligence and you think of algorithms, like computers are so much smarter than us.
Well,
so once you make all of your transactions and every last penny you spend and you turn it into technology, people are going to have computers that can hack that in seconds.
Who's
it's
talking
just
about
a matter
converting
of who?
Every transaction into
Once money is obsolete, like paper money and stuff like that, like if we were to have a million paper dollars in this room right now, we could go give them out, and it's so much harder to track where each one of those dollars went versus if you have $1 million in Bitcoin, you still have the digital path of where it went, which computers are so advanced that you can have some crazy artificial intelligence program, like, in seconds, you using algorithms and, like, you know, all of this data, crack codes. I mean, this is the
right,
way of
you
the
would
future.
Think.
But there are cryptos like Zcash and Zencash that have zero knowledge proofs
right.
to where you can send a shielded transaction to where only the sender and receiver.
Thing, I think that's kind of like wishful thinking.
No. There is, and this is... I'm not going to be the one who's going to be able to describe it, but there are some people, some cryptographers that are out there that have done tons of government work, and now they work in crypto, and a lot of them, you know, I take them at their word. There's just too much evidence out there. Now, what we are going to see, you're talking about this amazing AI, we're going to see the advent of quantum computing, and quantum computing is computing on a whole another level to where they could crack Bitcoin, you know, Bitcoin's core
algorithm
cryptography
in
literally in seconds. I mean, it could just happen. That's what quantum can do once that gets
right. But I think we're moving, you know, like way past the point of what this article is talking about, to where they're saying that the government computers are subject of hacking. So let's put it on the cloud that is also subject to hacking.
Of course. But just to finish my thought on that, I'm sorry, Daryl. We'll get back to you. I promise.
I just feel like we're headed for an era of of the AI.
Right. We have gone way past what this article was even talking about.
Yeah, but that's
about.
What happens on talk radio.
I know. But the answer is now we're coming up with quantum-resistant cryptography, which is designed specifically against that sort of thing. So that's it. But we're going to go back and talk about technology and whether the government should move everything to the cloud.
I say no. They shouldn't have documents to begin with, but
there
it should
go.
Not be on the cloud if they do. But what about the moon? Should Trump go to the moon? This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about technology. And Heather had mentioned cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin and the fact that some of them might be able to be easily figured out, the who sent what to the where. You want to keep up on news about Bitcoin and other cryptos, you can head over to news.bitcoin.com. Headline from about 15 hours ago, Federal Reserve Chair says the Fed does not really play any regulatory role in cryptocurrencies. Well, again, as far as big items for the year, Bitcoin was officially bigger than North Korea and the eclipse. That based on, I think, Google search results and algorithms of things that people were talking about throughout the year.
Interesting.
Yeah, Bitcoin, bigger than North Korea and the eclipse. You can find that and much more news over at news.bitcoin.com. So the reason that we got off on the technology topic is, again, because Donald Trump wants to have the federal government use cloud services. Article from Reuters, and again, the ending of this article, I think we just sort of, glossed over and went totally, opposite direction here. So let's repeat it here. The White House issued a report in June saying that most of the government's 6,100 data centers. Question is, why the blue hell are there 6,100 data centers for the federal government? Why is it that the federal government spends $80 billion per year on IT? that figure, not including Defense Department classified IT systems or those from 58 independent executive branch agencies, including the CIA. So don't really know how much is being spent on IT. And maybe there's more than 6,100 data centers because there might be some classified ones somewhere. But the claim is that all of those can be consolidated and moved to a cloud-based storage system. No mention here of saving on human labor by not having to employ IT professionals to upkeep any of this stuff.
Right. And that was the whole, the big push behind cloud services was, look, you know, you'll be able to downsize your in-house IT staff, which is expensive, which is why cloud services really are expensive. Right. They really don't need to be that expensive.
Now, you're not going to be a full-time 40-hour-per-week employee. You'll be on call, and we'll just pay you $10,000 a month to be on call when we need you. So here's a pager. Just make sure you answer it whenever we use it, and here's your money for being on call. And then when you show up to do anything, then we pay you, you know, whatever the 2.5 times the going rate for IT work is.
Well, I'm glad to see him looking at it this way. Typically, what I would have expected out of government would have been, you know what, we need to do cloud stuff because that's what everybody else is doing. But, you know, we have so many secrets here.
That basically sounds what it is going to be here.
Right, but the direction a lot of companies took was like, well, we can do our own cloud.
Right.
So we'll do an internal cloud. And then those companies found out that, yeah, after you, you know, set up virtual servers in all these different locations and you create data centers in all these different locations, you end up spending more money than if you just would have gone to cloud services in the first place.
Right. And the article concludes, various U.S. government systems have been the target of hacking and data breaches in recent years. And cloud-based storage systems have also been subject of hacking and DDoS attacks.
Of course.
Remember, what was it, about 14 months ago when the Internet, they call it the day the Internet died, where on the East Coast, Netflix didn't work for anybody for several hours because that data center in Manchester, New Hampshire that I didn't even know existed until after this.
Yep, DYNDNS, which is a DNS provider. They've been around forever, and a lot of people have used them to get their own little custom name to connect to their house and stuff like
right.
that. It's kind of cool.
But like I said, I never heard of that company until, apparently the major sort of backbone of the Internet for the East Coast runs through New Hampshire, and there was a DDoS attack, and the Internet was out for several hours.
Yeah.
Was really only, some of the really major websites that people were trying to get to. But just because, a federal government's computer is subject to hacking, we put it on the cloud, and then nobody will try to hack it. No, that's not how this works.
Well,
that's not how any of this works.
No, but arguably, you're going to have people that work for the big cloud companies, that work for the Googles and the Microsofts of the world, whose job is nothing but Microsoft can't get hacked. And they have incentives. They have market incentives for that not to happen.
Correct.
The companies that do it well, a lot more companies trust going to Microsoft for their office services like Office 365 or Google for their Google Office,
And
stuff
a lot
that
of people
online.
Wind up using the Amazon AWS.
Right. But nobody looks to Yahoo anymore for some innovative solution after Yahoo got, 3 billion accounts? And for the record, that's just every Yahoo account. If
right.
you've ever had a Yahoo account, yahoo.com, email, whatever it is,
right. and
you have your data's been stolen.
You know, the interesting thing on that Yahoo breach is initially they said, it was about 1 billion accounts that wound up getting hacked. And then a couple months later, it was all of them.
I think
tell anybody.
This has been getting talked about for years. I think originally they said it was like 200,000, and then it was may have been up to
right
a million.
Because the hack happened in 2014.
2013, I think. Yeah.
2013, and then there was another in 2014. But like, it didn't really become big news until earlier this year when it was some massive number close to 1 billion, and then very quietly. Yeah, it was everybody. Everybody that's ever used Yahoo ever has been hacked. And then, who was it?
So I just found out I was hacked, apparently.
Experian? Was it Experian or the other one?
Why am I drawing a blank on it? It's a huge hack.
The big credit agency wound up getting hacked like $135 million.
Your brain fog.
Yeah. Oh, my, we've been talking about this.
Yeah, I think it was Experian. It wasn't TransUnion.
It was Equifax.
Equifax.
Oh, ding, ding, before ding. You said it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Heather
came
wins.
Back to me. Heather for the win.
My brain wins. Yay.
Yeah, the Equifax hack. We don't know because they have not released exactly what the extent of it is, but the closest they said was up to 143 million Americans. And if you go with
some Canadians and some Brits.
Right. And if you go by the number of adults in America, yeah, that's kind of like everybody.
Yeah. And you don't have a choice. Like, at least with Facebook.
Right.
You have a choice to use Facebook. I'm not going to say that every adult has a choice to use Google or not, because some jobs require you have to use this Google Chromebook.
Right.
And... oh, well, yeah, in theory, you don't have to take a job, you don't have to send your kids to school, but, you know, if you want to be a functioning adult and work and you want, you know, unless you're able to homeschool your kids and you send your kid to a school and the school sends home the Chromebook and you have to use the Chromebook to do the homework for little Johnny, you know, like there are people that are basically forced to use Google, but you're not forced to use Facebook. So you have a choice on that. You don't have a choice to use Experian, Equifax, or TransUnion.
Yep.
Because they
what do you mean?
Those are the big three.
They're
consumer,
the three credit.
Consumer credit reporting agencies.
Yeah, you don't call up TransUnion and say, "Hi, TransUnion, I would like you to keep a record of my credit for me." They just do it.
Because they have some laws behind them that give them that power to do that.
Yeah. They've got, you know, like contracts and whatnot, and government something is involved, and you have no choice for them to have your data.
And what's the downside?
The downside, they have every financial transaction you've ever had in your life.
They've got all of the vital information that anybody would need to get a credit card in your name. Your date of birth, every address you've ever lived at, every vehicle you've ever registered, your mother's maiden name.
All that stuff.
All of the stuff that somebody would need to totally screw up your credit. They have. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.